This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 47, where I read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique Bible, this unique viewpoint, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you afresh and anew this morning for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, King Jesus, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings and benefits that you have bestowed upon such wretched people as we are. Lord, I don't understand your love. I don't understand your grace. But I do thank you for it. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for all of the salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, mental and physical protection and provision blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. Lord, we acknowledge our weakness and our nothingness without you. For not only did you create us from nothing, you redeemed us while being nothing but wicked, evil, ungodly sinners. And Lord, I know that we have theologians today who want to paint us as something special, but we're not. We're hell-deserving sinners. You know it, and we know it. And we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. For the truth of the matter is, we all should be in hell right now. And Lord, we individually, and hopefully collectively, we confess our sins, our faults, and our failures unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of all of our sins, even as people who claim to be Christians. Bad attitudes, hatefulness, meanness, racism, prejudice, lying, dishonesty, deceit, lust, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit by being selfish and not having the right kind of heart and spirit towards others. Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us, and please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the precious blood of Christ. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive others who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh, and help everybody here and everybody all over the world who are logging on, Lord, to pray and not listen to me pray. For if there ever was a time to pray, that time is now. Lord, this is indeed a praying time. The best thing that we can do is pray. So, Lord, help us to pray, not only today, but every day. Help us to pray, Lord, not only this morning, but throughout this day. Help us to pray, Lord, without ceasing, because you gave us a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You told us to pray without ceasing. We have not been obedient, unfortunately, and that's one of the reasons why we're in the mess we're in today. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, this morning that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell. Cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and Demas. Cast out, Lord, the demonic spirits and flesh and sin and evil of sabotage and betrayal against you. Not anything personal, but these people who betray you. We know they are of the devil when they do that. They have the spirit of Judas and Lucifer. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would cast out the demon spirits of treachery, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and witchcraft. Cast out the demon spirits, Lord, of hindrance and distraction. Lord, from the hearts and minds and lives of the people here, and from the hearts and minds and lives of people out there everywhere who pardon me, who have that problem. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this service this morning. For, Lord, even though things may seem to be placid and peaceful right now, Lord, I am not ignorant of the devil's devices, and I thank you for making me that way. For he will jump and he will attack and try to cause a problem. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. And Lord, help us to plow forward and to do those things which are pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, we pray that, Lord, you will deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right throughout this day. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Lord, I pray that you will help us. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Lord, I pray that you would save those who are lost in this country and around the globe. Revive those who are saved in this country and around the globe. Heal those who are sick in this country and around the globe. If they are your people, help them to call for the elders of the church for prayer. And Lord, help them to be honest about their sins before them, before you and before them, so that they can be healed and raised up. For sin is the problem in most cases, in many cases rather. And so, Lord, I do pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would comfort those who are grieving, save those who are lost and grieving. Draw them to yourself for salvation and for comfort. Draw them to your holy scriptures for salvation and for comfort. And Holy Father God, we pray that if we do right by you and confess and repent of our sins and turn from our wicked ways, we pray, Lord, that you would deliver us from our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries, burdens and concerns. And Lord, we pray that you would, we pray that you would indeed deliver us, Lord, from our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and testings and tensions. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And Holy Father God, bless and protect our family and ministry and church, as well as all other families, ministries, and churches, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. And Lord, we pray that everything we do here today and tonight, if you should tarry your coming and we live, Lord, I pray that it would be done for your glory, praise, and honor, for the lifting up of Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord," at Genesis chapter 45, in the Holy Word of God. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doeth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house. This happens to me every time I read this story, every time, for 41 years. Saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lay your beasts and go get you unto the land of Canaan. I'm sorry for it. Every time I read this story, this happens to me. This is the most moving story, along with Jacob and Esau's story. That out of all the things I've read in my life, this gets to me. And of course, you know, the chapters dealing with the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing moves me like God's word, I tell you. And I've read this many times alone and down through the years and with my family, and it just gets me every time. I know the story very well, but every time I read it, it does something to me. So bear with me. And take your father and your households and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also, regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. One of the things that moves me so much about this passage is the favor that God shows his people. His favor is so powerful. that he will pave the way for you and touch the hearts of people who are your mortal enemies to favor you and to give you what you need to do his will. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner: 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan and unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all of the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you. Lord, you know I don't like doing this in front of people, but I thank you so much for the power of your Holy Word, and how through the power of your Holy Spirit you put us right there in such a powerful and wonderful and beautiful way. In this story you show us how that you open doors for your people, how you pave the way for your people a long time before they even need it. As the old folks used to say, you work in mysterious ways. And Lord, we see in this passage your wonderful favor that you put upon your people, your obedient people, like you did Joseph and for his family. And Lord, I guess one of the reasons why I'm so moved by this story, it's not only because it's beautiful, but I've seen you do this in my own life and in the lives of others, this marvelous favor that you show and how you pave the way for us. And you, as the old saints used to say, sometimes you make a way when there is no way. So I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your holy word. Help us to continue to read it, understand it, obey it, and apply it to our own lives in this day and time. And help us most of all, Lord, proclaim and preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible. that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.